I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Thousands protested the appearance of Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad yesterday at the UN. Now Christians are asking moderate Muslims to help derail an apostasy law. If ratified, it would, for the first time, formally institute the death penalty for Muslims converting to Christianity. World Evangelical Alliance's Johan Kandelin thinks he knows why it was introduced.
During the last 10 years, more people have come to Christ than during the 100 years before that. And especially among young people, you have networks of unregistered house churches in almost every city in Iran, and it's just spreading.
Meanwhile, Colombia was where the Book of Hope International celebrated the distribution of their 500 millionth copy of the Book of Hope. Book of Hope's Richard Luna says that milestone is moving them from a distribution ministry to a transformation ministry. The local church is reaching out to the felt needs of youth in their communities. Luna says a Colombia youth network has been mobilized.
Their goal is to reach, in the next years, 5 million youth. This year, they're starting with 500,000 youth and children. Next year, they've committed to reaching 800,000 people in the rural areas.
And roughly 75% of Zambian households are caring for at least one orphan due to the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Many of the heads of households, children themselves, face a grim future without help. That's why Orphan Sunday is recognized in the first Sunday of October. Every Orphan's Hope works with churches in Zambia to encourage, equip, and mobilize the church so that they can reach every orphan with the gospel. Go to our website for more details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available the DVD Commission. This inspiring DVD will introduce you to young lives transformed forever by the power of God's Word and how you can make a worldwide impact. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to get yours. I'm Greg Yoder.